Did you delete System 32?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most blackmailish podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
Anything can be blackmail.
It's true.
I have a friend who's a blackmail.
God damn
it. Wow, that did not register right away. It's like black. Ah, you son of a bitch.
I can say that. I have a black president.
That's true.
This world's different now. You can say black things. We got a black president.
Yeah, I'm wearing a black shirt.
I was just checking to see if you're close enough to your mic.
I think I am.
Yeah, you should be good.
This is where we sound tested at.
You should be good. You stay there.
Stand right.
Don't move.
You can't.
Got
move
it
at all.
Got it, coach.
At all.
So Tam's mic broke.
Like we're pretty sure it just died.
It's dead.
Yeah,
it's dead. I did everything to.
Did you even remove it, the driver for that?
I didn't do that. Huh. I did not remove the driver and try and re-add it.
But that's okay.
But I did basically everything else. Right. I reloaded it in addition.
Did you do the Windows? The Windows help.
No, I didn't do Windows help.
Did you delete System 32?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I'm glad that worked.
Yeah, downloading more RAM has made this computer a lot faster.
Good.
I love downloading more RAM. It's always the best.
It's the best.
If I could download a car, I would.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Every time I see that, they're like, would you download a car? Yes. If I could download a fucking car, I would.
Well, I mean, you can now. You can download and then 3D print your own car.
That's very true.
You can do that.
Yeah, that'd be nuts.
90s videotape rental services knew nothing about the future. Nothing. That tells you that time machines aren't real. That right there. Because they would have known.
So the funny thing about Tam's mic dying, it was right after Skylar used it.
Yeah, fuck you,
I feel
you,
like
Skylar.
You were sabotaged.
Just like when he pushed the mic at the end of the podcast.
That's what did it.
That's what did it. It
Electro, he just had like shock hands, like, and then just shocked the shit out of it. He built up enough static shock.
Speaking of static shock, Static Shock, the TV show. Did you guys ever watch that?
No.
Yeah. Did you like that show?
It was okay.
I thought it was okay too. Speaking of black males,
I liked Batman Forever way more because that was on around the same time.
You mean Batman Beyond?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I get it. Was.
I always chose Batman Beyond over Static Shock always.
You know what's absolutely amazing? They finished like the last like. Batman Beyond didn't get its last season.
Yeah.
Like, it got canceled. But they finished the entire story in Justice League Unlimited. In, like, a two-episode arc, they were like, you know what we didn't do? Finish this over here. How can we get Batman into the future? Huh. All right, let's do it like this. And they put current Bruce Wayne and the Green Lantern, I think, jumped into Terry's future.
Nice!
So little Bruce Wayne, like the current Batman Bruce Wayne and old man Bruce Wayne are like voiced by the same actor are talking to
That's
each other.
Cool.
It's super cool. Batman, like pointy ear Batman, not old man Batman, is intimidating somebody. They're like, where is he? And then old man Batman like takes his cane and is like, I remember when I was this soft. You're going to tell me. And the screen goes black. And then Batman, the current Batman is like, I'm excited. This is cool. I can't wait to be that guy.
Did you ever watch the one Batman Beyond movie they made? It was like a made-for-TV one, but it was
like
actually,
Return of the Joker or something like that.
Yeah,
wasn't Mark Hamill in it?
Yeah,
yeah,
that was
absolutely.
So good. That was one of the best ones,
dude. Mark Hamill is the Joker. I don't care about anybody else.
He is the quintessential Joker.
The dude
voice.
Who took over in the Arkham Origins because he didn't
Troy Baker.
That. Yeah, he did. I thought he did a very good job.
Awesome job. He did a fantastic job. I actually really like the voice acting. Kevin Conroy as Batman. Like, that's who I...
Kevin Conroy is Batman.
Yeah.
The animated Batman. Yeah. He is the animated Batman.
I just can't imagine, like, any animated Batman that I hear that it's not him. I'm just like, ooh, I don't care about this. I care about this significantly less.
I wasn't attached in Arkham Origins because I knew it was, like, a completely different team doing it. And
really?
I'm like, I'm just going to play this game, but I'm not attached.
I really like the story. Like, I know I've talked about this before, but the thing about Arkham Origins that I really liked is Batman fucks up a couple times.
Yep.
like he forgot to tie up one of the main bad guys and he got away. And he's like, oh, note to self, I should probably have done that.
Dude, there's there the dude Arkham Knight is so good.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I want to play it.
I almost have 100% in it.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
It's so fucking good.
Though Are you interested in the Batman games at all?
Did you ever play it?
You know, I haven't played any of them, but it's always been on the back burner for me.
They're good.
They're in my backlog. The backlog that nobody
the
ever...
Bat-log?
The Batlog.
The Batlog. Oh,
no, but you know, everyone has a gaming backlog and they never finish their...
Steam library.
No one fucking completes their backlog.
No.
So.
No. There's
one of these days.
There's games that I've like thrown off of my backlog. I'm like, I'm never going to get to.
In fact, I've been playing one of my backlog games, Skyrim. Because
Wait, you never played Skyrim?
No, I've played a chunk of Skyrim.
Oh, you never finished it, though?
But there's so much I haven't played.
Yeah.
For that game, I borrowed it from Skyler whenever he was in boot camp, and I like had his Big Bertha PS3. So I was like, well, I'm just going to speed through the story and do as little side questing as I can.
Hold on. How'd that PS3 hold up?
It was fine. I didn't have a single bug with the game.
It didn't break?
It didn't break.
Oh, dang. I was thinking maybe the mic break was
retribution. Related.
Yeah.
It didn't break at all.
Break my
so,
PS3,
like, I played the whole game, and, like, everything was fine. No glitches, no nothing from
really?
Skyrim. God. Not a single
Skyrim was
one.
Such a pile of shit on the PS3.
Not a single one. That's really? Why I played it and then got done with it, and people were like, you did a glitch? And I was like, no, was
I've
supposed
had a
to?
Couple minor glitches, but I think it's because I've installed, like, 10 mods. So, you know, it gets kind of glitchy because... It hasn't been anything major. I know when I go to Riften, it always sounds like there's a dragon overhead, but I never see it. It always rumbles like there's a dragon. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Where is it? And it's never there. And then I ran into a thief that kept sheathing and unsheathing his weapon while talking to me. He was like, I'm not doing anything. Shing, shing,
dude,
shing.
The most intimidating.
He's just doing that to fuck with you. He's like, I'm not doing anything. Nothing.
I asked the guards and they said, this isn't illegal.
I think it's cool in Fallout 4 that you're going to be able to just walk away from any conversation. You're not like stuck in a conversation window. So if you're like, fuck this, I don't want to talk anymore, you can literally just walk away.
Like you're tapping A. Like,
yep.
Come on.
Like, oh, I don't want to deal with this shit. But yeah, you can just walk away.
Nice.
Did you hear how many lines the two main voice actors in that game had to record?
I didn't.
It was 13,000 lines of text.
Wow.
And it took them over 2 years to record it all.
Wow.
That's your job for 2 years. You just go in a booth and just read pages.
I would love that fucking job.
I think it'd be fun, yeah, but man.
I think it'd be fun.
I think like
it might be kind of tedious, but
because they'll probably make you say the same thing, different inflections
and
stuff. But yeah, like just 2 years of just solid voice recording.
We're going to need you to say what 5 times in different inflections.
What?
He's like, what?
What? What? And then they just keep getting mad, more and mad the more times they ask him to repeat. Okay, now do it again. What? Perfect. We got you.
What?
What? Why?
Wait, we were recording that? I was just confused about the instructions.
And there's just
gave
one
me.
Where he's like, what?
What? Oh my God, I drank too much last night. Okay, you ready to go? What? Perfect.
Speaking of drinking too much last night, I had one beer last night. That's it. That's my story.
I had 4 of those Not Your Father's root beers.
Oh, yeah?
And then I had 3 glasses of Bud Light.
Okay, so you had 4 drinks.
What? Dude, those root beers are like 5.6.
Yeah, exactly. You had those root beers. Bud Light doesn't count.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a good starter.
How was that party?
It was fun.
Yeah?
People came, drank, did pool.
Good. Yeah, Tam didn't go because his girlfriend's 14.
Whoa. Tam's girlfriend's 19. Tam's girlfriend's 19.
Tam's face. Like, oh, gotta defuse the situation.
I'm the head instructor now. 19.
Did you see that Jared Fogle?
Yeah.
The FBI subpoenaing Jared Fogle's text messages because he's supposedly solicited sex from a 16-year-old.
Who?
The guy, the subway guy.
The subway guy?
Jared.
Aw.
Subway man. Yeah.
Eat fresh.
Oh yeah, he ate bread.
And I'm the asshole for bringing it up.
Speaking of assholes.
Oh, you're going to tell us about an asshole.
I have, I wanted to dedicate this episode to my asshole in 4 hours. I have a story.
Does this have anything to do with pegging?
No.
Man, I thought this was going to pegging.
Nope.
Cool. Surprised.
This morning I got up and I had to be at Red Robin. Hold up, sponsorship
yum.
Cup.
Yum.
Red Robin, if you want to throw us a couple buns, that'd be cool. I had to be at Red
Unlimited
Robin.
Unlimited fries for just your podcast.
Just bottomless fries. That'd be cool. Just put them in the microwave so they're gross. Anyways, so I got there at 11, and I'm like, I'm not going to order anything because I have to be here at noon to record, yada, yada. And the waitress is like, no, I'll just go put it in right now. It'll be here in less than 10 minutes. And everybody is a party for like an 11-year-old. Everybody at the table's like, do it, Tam. And I went, fuck. The only thing that I know that's on the menu is a ghost pepper burger. And I can't spend the time looking at the menu. So I was like, all right, give me the ghost pepper tavern burger. Oh. It's got fresh jalapenos, fried jalapenos, and a ghost pepper spread.
You're going to fucking die.
From order to me paying 12 minutes. I downed that bitch. It is a solid clump.
Do you feel it?
Oh, I was sweating beads. Normally when I get it, I take and I get like Red Robin's like a nice place for me to go. Like I'll masturbate at Red Robin.
Masturbate. Go on.
Masturbate. It's where you take yourself on a date.
Oh. Yeah. That's nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, Skylar told us that a long time ago.
Yeah, and I picked it up from him. It's a good phrase. If your friend teaches you something, you're allowed to use it, Matt.
Very true.
It's
part of the friendship clause.
Duh. If he's allowed to say my shitty jokes louder and funnier than me, I'm allowed to take his phrasing.
I steal things from Andy all the time, like proposing to Camilla.
Yeah.
She hates it.
But yeah, I ate that ghost pepper burger, like the whole thing, in like 6 minutes.
Wow.
It's going to be just terrible later.
Damn, I think you're going to need to live tweet it.
I'm going to be like sitting on my toilet. My asshole's going to be trying to get some water.
Yeah, you're gonna need to live tweet this.
I'll do my best.
Selfie. Wow, Tame's redder than a red hot.
Speaking of water.
Water.
I think I got mild heat sickness yesterday.
Whoa, yeah. From that one beer?
Yeah, no. No, that came later. Oh, okay. So I was going out to like mow and it wasn't super hot, but it was super humid.
Yeah, yesterday was super humid, yeah. Was it still overcast when you were gonna go out?
It was starting to get sunny.
Oh damn. Alright.
My mower broke. So
did you cut it by hand?
No. So I had to borrow my neighbor's mower, which is a push mower.
Wait. Was it like an actual old school like push, or was it like you pushed and it had like the little like auto train wheels on it?
No, it doesn't have auto train wheels.
Just straight push.
You straight up push this thing. And the thing is, it has an engine in it, of course, to run the blade. So it's not like an old school push mower, which was just like a circular blade thing. This thing was kind of heavy. Yeah. So I'm working on this push mower. Which, Jesus Christ!
You don't have a very flat yard.
Either. No.
Yeah.
It was just the biggest pain in the ass.
Especially your backyard.
I don't know how the fuck anyone has a push mower in this day and age. And then I found out my neighbor usually just mows his front yard. So no wonder he does it. He only mows half his yard.
This isn't so bad at all.
By the time I was done, I like wasn't sweating, but I was like super hot.
Was it from just the humidity? The humidity was what destroyed me yesterday.
Yeah, and so like I touched my face. My face was super hot, but there like wasn't any sweat. It was like red, and I'm like, holy shit, I need to go sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
So I made the biggest mistake of sitting down on my sister's bed in the basement. So now I have cat hair all over me.
And, that's the real hassle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I ended up, because I think I was pretty dehydrated, so I ended up drinking a fuck ton of water. But that didn't help. Later, man, I had a headache, and I was about done for.
You maybe had a little heat stroke there.
Yeah.
And I just laid in bed.
There's a kid at fucking Panera who, Miller North's been doing band all week, and he's part of that. He had, like, severe heat stroke, went to the hospital, and was like, hey, I gotta go to work, and left the hospital and came to fucking Panera.
Dude. What the
fuck? Yeah, we were, like, when he told us that, we're like, hey, maybe you should go home.
Yeah, if I was the manager in charge, I'd make
yeah,
it
that's,
home.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I was like, hey, you should just probably go home. Yeah.
Leave.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Leave the hospital, go to work.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, I would, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Did you give him a promotion?
No, I just told him, hey, don't do that again.
Good job being a good supporter.
Oh.
I'm not going to give a kid a promotion for being a dumbass.
Yeah, but he was really dedicated to work.
I don't give a shit. He could die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that, worse. but what a story, you know?
Actually, I showed up to work the day I broke my leg.
Oh, my God.
And your...
Did you get a promotion?
And the day I separated my shoulder.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to remember.
No, I didn't. I was actually... I'd been working at Panera for about a week. And I was playing football, and I cracked the leg in the back of my... Or cracked the bone in the back of my left leg. And I didn't really realize it was broken. So I went to work.
How long were you working there before I got hired?
I think a year.
Damn, all right. That is a long time then. I thought it was like a couple months.
Because you got hired when I was a senior in high school.
Yeah, 07.
Yeah, and I started in 06.
Or no, like 08 or something. It was somewhere around. I think it was 07, the end of 07.
Yeah, it was the end of 07. Because I started, my junior year of high school was 06.
So yeah, it had to be 07.
And then 07 started my senior year. Yeah, because I remember you had just like started...
Yeah,
college.
School.
Yeah. So yeah, I worked there for about a year before I got there.
How's the new one?
Good.
New one? You like it so far?
Yeah, I like the cheap, almost free cable.
Do you have like the extra channels and all that shit?
Oh yeah.
Too? The super package.
I was looking at the adult titles on demand.
I'm a real man. I can watch this now.
I was
just looking at them. That's what I used to do.
I was
just like, use your imagination.
I was just I was looking at the titles, and there was like, fill my wife with cream.
Oh my god!
And there was gamer.
I love pie.
Gamer girls. It didn't finish it. That's it. It's gamer girls.
I bet
dot,
I would
dot,
finished.
Dot 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 dot.
Yeah, it was probably just gamer girls. Far
and the thing is, I thought it was like. Gamer girls? No, it's like game characters because the picture of the movie had Chun-Li on it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Right. Yeah. Some cosplay?
Yeah.
Real 34.
My mom bought the UFC fight last night.
Oh.
And we get a discount on that, so that was nice.
Nice.
That's very cool.
How was the 34 seconds?
It was fucking awesome.
Really? I heard she just beat the shit
She beat
her.
The fuck out of her.
She's a scary lady.
Yeah.
She's a scary lady.
It's awesome. She just is like, I'm going to go in there and win. And then she just does it. She's like, she's boom, 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 done.
I mean, that's the attitude you have to have.
It's magical. She just does what she wants.
Yeah, yeah. And she probably does that in real life, too. Just, hey, Rhonda, what you doing? What I want. This burger is mine now. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, she had the ghost pepper burger at Red Robin, and the ghost pepper burger was the one that had the flaming asshole.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Well, that ghost pepper's seen some shit.
I was surprised. Like, my mom watched like the whole pay per view, like all the fights.
Is it because it was strong women fighting? I don't know.
There was only two women's matches.
Yeah.
The first one and the last one. It was weird.
And she was just like,
"Hey, maybe.
I need this right now. I'm having a bad day."
Yeah, maybe she just like that was the way to take her like bad day aggression out was watch some just UFC shit.
But her and my sister watched most of it, and I watched quite a bit. I was coming in and out because I had a fucking headache from my damn heat stroke.
I bet that other girl had a headache.
Hey. God, that she got the shit beat out of her.
Heat stroke is what I call it when I masturbate with no lube.
Oh, that's
actually,
amazing.
Yeah, that's actually not bad at all, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Some good shit. All
right, you guys want to go into gaming news?
Yes. Fuck yeah, we all do. Right.
There's loads of gaming news right around the corner. Stick with us.
Well, I didn't realize Skyler recorded these.
Nah, I'm going to let those go for a little bit.
Tam's flipping me off. Final Fantasy 12 is rumored to get a remake.
God damn it. They just need to fucking stop.
That is not Final Fantasy IX. Final Fantasy IX needs a remake.
I know this joke is way too used, but Final Fantasy.
I know.
But just... I don't know. We were talking about this before the podcast, and like Final Fantasy is just not something that catches my attention.
Final Fantasy related, though, the team that's making the Final Fantasy remake, they said Final Fantasy VII will see dramatic changes, and that's a good thing.
Hmm, that's interesting.
Yeah. I can't fathom, like I know that was like a graphic movie, a CGI movie of that game they put out. Like, I have no idea what this thing is going to look like.
Yeah.
Just no idea.
What if like it's the exact same game, but the cutscenes are just better?
Like it's all like it's still just polygons and stuff like that, but the cutscenes are
they are some crisp ass polygons.
It took you guys like 4 years to do cutscenes.
Can't wait to see Tifa's boobs.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Oh yeah.
That might get me into Final Fantasy.
Let me pull it up. Tifa, Final Fantasy VII, Rule 34.
Thanks, buddy.
She's got some nice boobs, man.
She does. She was like, because I was young when I played that game. That was the first time like I noticed boobs.
And they were actually a little round, but they definitely were square.
They were square. Click here if you're an adult and you're okay with that. I'm coming in. Okay, this is... this... Oh, boy.
I wish I had an electronic device.
Hey, dude, it's in your hand.
I want to bring you...
That's my dick.
Yeah.
I want to bring you over here, but I don't know if you should be looking at these, Tam.
What do you mean, Dad?
I just saw Tifa have sex with a chocobo. More signs point to a 2016 delay for Mighty No. 9.
He interrupted my cock joke.
I heard that a lot of people are not happy with the Mighty No. 9, like the way it's turning out, because isn't it supposed to be the success, like a spiritual successor to Mega Man?
Yeah.
And I've heard, like, because it keeps getting pushed back, and like people aren't liking what's going on.
The dude, like, since he announced that and kind of got famous for Mighty No. 9, has started like 5 other projects.
Yeah. I guess he just started another Kickstarter, and it looked like complete shit, I guess.
It's just like, I don't know, maybe finish a game and then
do something else before you do something fucking else.
Yeah. I mean, you were like in the gutters, right? And then you came to Kickstarter hoping somebody gave you a shit ton of fucking money. How about you finish a fucking game?
If we did that and we were like, "Oh, we're going to make the next Mega Man or something." And we got a shit ton of money. That's all I would fucking work on.
Absolutely.
I would work the shit out of that.
Yeah. Do you know how many developers would love to do a Mega Man like game?
Yeah.
Yacht Club, for example.
There's a new Grand Theft Auto 5 mod where you play as Iron Man.
Yeah, it looked pretty neat. Sweet. The suit like moves and stuff too when you're flying, like the wings,
the
are like
flaps.
Yeah, the flaps cool. And stuff. Yeah. The repulsor?
Yeah.
The repulsor hands are pretty cool. They blow up a lot of shit.
Oh, that sounds super cool.
Nice. The NVIDIA shield, you know, that little handheld thing where you can play your games and stuff that the kids have. Yeah, it's a fire hazard.
I figured that when I saw that, I was like, I bet NVIDIA was just trying to push that thing out as fast as possible.
Huh.
So it's getting recalled.
That must be like a PR nightmare.
Recalling?
Anything getting recalled.
Well, and it's not specific shields. It's every single one.
Wow.
Yeah. It's every shield.
Wow. What's Captain America
going to do? I love this article. It says, it will literally catch fire, burn a hole through your coffee table and floor, and kill the old lady living below you.
Dude.
It's literal fire.
It's like more like acid than fire.
Yeah. All right, guys. That'll do it for gaming news.
Oof. Good week.
Let's go into technology.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
Buzz Aldrin proves the federal government has a form for everything.
Oh, really?
Because he shared his travel voucher from the Apollo 11 mission.
Oh, God.
And it's amazing.
That's super cool.
Yeah, it says, like, here's some specific things on it. On its itinerary, it's like, Cape Kennedy, Florida to Moon.
via government spacecraft. Moon to Cape Kennedy, Florida via government spacecraft.
That's he posted it as a throwback Thursday too.
Buzz Aldrin's just like a super sweet dude.
I've heard he's kind of a nice, like just a cool, like down to earth guy.
Oh,
that was the best thing you've ever said ever. Remember that time you proposed to Camilla?
Yeah.
That wasn't better. Anything compared this is to what better. You just said. can we all just remember about that time that Buzz Aldrin decked that dude for saying yeah.
say
the moon?
It was fake.
Oh, yeah. He was just like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Punched him.
Maybe I was fucking there.
Yeah.
Huh. I like the travel and other expenses from 7769 to 72769.
I wonder
they were definitely coming back on 727.
I wonder if it was faked, would NASA have just tricked the astronauts as well? They like get him in like this old rickety van and like shake the van and like, we're going to space. Open the van. It's the moon.
I like the
they're in a bounce house.
I like the theory that Stanley Kubrick directed the moon landing, and Kubrick just every time someone asks him, he's like, do you know what the fuck I was doing when that happened? It's like, I was filming a goddamn movie, and he like showed someone, he's like, here's the script from Taxi. He's like, I was filming.
That's so funny.
But yeah, for some reason, it always comes back to Kubrick. It's like never any other director, just fucking Kubrick.
I mean, well, Michael Bay would have had an explosion.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We couldn't have asked him.
The moon died.
The moon transforms into like an Autobot.
So Pluto is quickly becoming the geekiest world in the universe.
Why's that?
Because they're naming all its features after like geek pop culture.
Are they?
There's things like the Vader crater. There's the Skywalker crater.
All right.
There's the TARDIS chasma.
Oh my goodness.
The Vulcan planum.
Oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
Spock crater.
All right, that's cool.
Serenity chasma.
Serenity. Oh,
that's super cool.
The Cthulhu region.
Scary.
I saw the headline, the Cthulhu region.
I thought that was Rule 34.
Nope.
Cthulhu's region.
That's where all Rule 34 comes from.
Yeah.
Sputnik planum. Throwing out a little love to our Russians.
My bro.
Viking Terra.
I saw Viking Terra.
Oh, they're naming things after Voyager Terra, Pioneer Terra, Hayabusa Terra. Balrog Macula.
Oh, Balrog? That sounds badass. Balrog Macula?
That sounds like... Do you guys want to start a band? It was a Balrog Macula. Perfect, sounds like a great name.
It's a perfect metal band.
Neil deGrasse Tyson came up with a name for my new metal band. It's called Starved for Darkness.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Yeah. I can only play like some light metal. I can't do the black heavy metal shit that you're asking for.
He said in a tweet like, people always like romanticize southern hemisphere skies because in the northern hemisphere we have so much light pollution that we're starved for darkness.
Oh God, that is metal.
That's almost sounds like a lyric in itself. You
know? I had a friend who said that every black magic card or every black mana magic card, the name of it was a perfect metal band.
Oh nice.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll try to find some examples. There's one. It was like decrepit like riser or something.
Andy, have you upgraded to Windows 10 yet?
No, it's the upgrade sitting on my desktop. I want to do it, but there's always shitloads of launch issues.
Exactly. So. That's why I'm not doing it.
I'm going to wait a good like maybe 3 months for them to figure their stuff out.
So I'm definitely going to wait, but there's a scam going around. Windows 10 email scam. Sending it to people. Hey, get Windows 10. Come in here and put in your information. So don't do that.
Yeah. Literally do the Windows update thing that your Windows tells you. Just do that. It's a little white Windows icon. It will tell you.
That's safe. Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, yesterday I finally got my notice to be like, hey, you can now download your copy.
I've had the notice on this computer for like 3 goddamn weeks.
They're doing it in like stages. Like they're letting them out in groups so their servers don't get destroyed.
I just got it on my laptop.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How is it?
Have you used Cortana yet?
No, I mean I just got the notification.
Oh, the notification, yeah.
Yeah.
How is the notification? Is it nice? Nicely laid out.
Yeah, it can't. It won't go away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, it does not go away till you upgrade.
I saw a really funny post on 4chan about Cortana. It was like, Cortana, open Firefox. Okay. Cortana, search Cortana Rule 34. I don't think this link is opened. And then it ended with Cortana, who's a dirty slut. I am.
Oh, God, that was funny. Butch, the Butcher of Malachar. That's like the perfect metal band.
FBI is struggling with cybersecurity because they have shitty pay and they drug test.
Yep, they literally are falling behind because every hack, dude, to hack you gotta do drugs because it's just so mind numbing. It's so mind numbingly dumb.
To hack you gotta do drugs,
dude. Have you like tried to do like command prompt hacking? It's just like anger. It's just anger filled.
I just love that quote. To hack you gotta do drugs.
Like if they were like, hey, we'll be cool with marijuana, nothing else, we'll hire you. They would have some great hackers. They would have some great ones. But they got to cut the shit.
Apparently everyone's freaking out over Kylie Jenner's shirt.
Why?
Who?
Is it the super low V cut?
No, it's a mock on the In-N-Out logo that says "Eat me out."
Are you kidding? Kylie Jenner.
I'm typing it in right now.
That's funny.
Kylie Jenner's butt just launched some major internet outrage. What?
Well, while you're doing that, let's go into news.
News!
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
They have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news. So, not Kylie Jenner's shit, Kylie Jenner's shirt.
You could probably pay a lot of money for that.
Yep.
A fugitive has been arrested after federal agents saw his photo in a Washington state newspaper that ran a story about a low-budget horror movie. The 44-year-old Jason Stange, a convicted bank robber, was playing the leading role in the movie.
Oh, jeez.
Federal agents tracked him down and arrested him Friday at a restaurant close to the filming location.
Oh, shit.
Did he get to finish?
I don't think so.
I wonder if they'd put like a bad wig on somebody and was like, you're this guy now.
They say he'll remain in the film, apparently. So either he finished or they're just going to put someone else in the role later.
Yep, I found the shirt.
Do like some Fast 7 editing. Like make his brother.
Did you
step
see how
in?
Much they spent on CG to make him look as much? It was like $250,000.
Wow.
Just to make like to get the CG to like kind of blend it to look like.
I know
Paul
there was
Walker.
A movie that had partial Heath Ledger footage. And like
Dr. Parnassus.
Yeah.
The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Wasn't that really it?
And then what? Oh, sorry, I'll let you finish.
They used like Orlando Bloom and
Johnny Depp, Jude Law, a bunch of different actors that played the same character, but in like different dimensions. It was a weird fucking movie.
Yeah, something like that.
Sounds kind of cool.
And then there's always this there's a story about director Ed Wood that someone died in the middle of him making a movie, so he just continued to do the movie but didn't show the face of the person.
Oh,
for the
really?
Rest
That's
of the
awesome.
Yeah.
That's kind of creative.
It is, but yeah, it's it like, we're not showing the face.
Yeah.
No.
What if, like, act two, he got, like, seriously burned? Like, cover him up.
We're just going to add a death scene, but we've only filmed, like, 12 minutes of the movie.
A man who used a rattlesnake as a weapon has apparently used hornets before, witnesses say.
Is this guy, like, the nature whisperer? Come to me, bees.
He's the beastmaster.
Did he just fucking, like, whip the snake?
An Arizona man suspected of entering a home uninvited and threatening to kill the residents had a rattlesnake with him he picked up somewhere in the wild.
That's so cool. That rattlesnake, he was just like, all right.
He entered the home and accused the man of being a rat who sent his friend to prison.
Oh, my God. What do we do with rats? Snakes.
Feed him to snakes.
Despite efforts to get the rattlesnake to bite the victim, nothing worked.
You should have just, like, Indiana Jones with the snake.
Get him, Charlie. Get him. I don't feel like it.
No, I'm good. No,
I couldn't find an S to do it with.
This fucking article. Deputies found the snake and released it back into the wild without questioning.
What was your part in this snake?
What if he was the mastermind? Like, he's just wanting this guy to go to jail.
Fuck you, man.
That reminds me, Friday at work, someone answered a call from a... First of all, I was a deaf guy, so those calls are kind of annoying. Mm. Just because you have to do a relay.
The TTY.
And they're like, okay, go ahead. And it's just...
Oh, yeah, you have to do...
Yeah, those...
Don't you have to say go ahead afterwards?
Yeah, those calls are a little tough sometimes. Just because... There's never, it's not like a uniform thing. Some people tell you to go ahead. Some people say, just talk to me like I'm the guy. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway,
the experiences I've had with it, I've always had them say, when you're done, say, go ahead.
Yeah, I've had just so many different experiences.
I've never talked to a deaf person on the phone.
Anyway, one of the guy was worried that my coworker was a member of ISIS. Yeah.
Good.
No,
I just have
hold
no
on.
Words for that.
I just butchered the story. He wasn't worried that I have had that, but that wasn't the situation. He was worried the technician was a member of ISIS.
Oh, that makes
because the technician came over and didn't have ID on him.
Oh, okay.
And so he was like,
but was he wearing like?
Yeah, he was wearing the uniform and everything. He didn't have an ID on him though. And as we all know, ISIS members would never, ever fake an ID,
never
to get what they want.
I mean, that's why I don't have an ID on me. That, and I forgot it in my car.
Have you ever lost an ID?
No.
No.
No, me neither. I'm like, it's one of those things that I'm like super, super, like, careful of.
I always find it weird when people don't have their ID.
Yeah, like, I find that really weird,
because
too.
Anytime I go out, I take my wallet.
Yeah.
And my ID's in there. And especially just because, even if I'm not driving, I might end up having to drive, and I'm going to need my license, you know?
That's very true.
But and I've seen situations where, like, it doesn't really happen anymore because now we're getting old as shit. But, like, back when we were around, you know, 21 or so, I remember Tyler Twos or something was telling me a story about how he went in somewhere to buy some beer, but they wouldn't sell it to him because they wanted to see both their IDs, and his friend didn't have his ID on him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what?
Grocery stores do that a lot.
I know, but
yeah.
Well, where's your ID, son?
Yeah, like, yeah, true.
Back when my...
I know it's not a requirement, but...
It's your goddamn ID.
Yeah, have it on you.
Back when my roommate was a little bit wilder, he would always sit in the car because he was only 20. So he'd be the driver. I was like, I'll go drive if you guys go get it. And I'm like, I'm not paying for alcohol because I'm not drinking alcohol. But I have no problem riding in a free car ride. Hanging my head out the window like a dog. Where are we going? Where? It was just at the gas station, Tim. Oh my God, I'm at the gas station!
An employee was sent home after her shorts were too revealing. She got these shorts from her own store, JCPenney.
Oh, that's good stuff.
In the career section.
Wow.
Do they have a picture of him?
Yeah.
Wow.
Those aren't that short, man.
She got them from her own store in the career section, the section that's supposed to be closed for work.
Huh.
Yeah, they're not that short, actually, at all. They look like regular chick shorts.
Yeah.
Regular chick shorts. Like the shorts that I'm wearing right now?
No, like, you know where chick shorts are a little, like, above the knee kind of thing?
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Oh, is it?
Like, it's my shorts are just cut off, so, you, like, you see the bottom of the pockets.
I love when balls fall out.
I mean,
okay.
What's happening right now.
And finally, in news, a Texas man was injured by a ricocheting bullet.
I was hoping we would do the story.
While he tried to shoot an armadillo.
Yep.
He shot the armadillo, and the armadillo was like, fuck off, and it shot him back, like with the same bullet.
Yeah.
Like it ricocheted off the armadillo.
Yeah.
And he shot
himself. No, the armadillo
pulled out a gun, put on a cowboy hat.
You done fucked with the wrong armadillo.
That's a great story.
There's an update at the end of the story.
There is? Oh,
it
sweet.
Didn't ricochet off the armadillo. Ricocheted
it
off a rock.
Aww.
Oh, damn. Wah, wah.
So he missed?
But yeah.
Oh. I'm glad that they didn't put the man's name in because that guy...
You guys are dumb now. Yeah. The story is way cooler when it was an armadillo.
The armadillo's fighting back.
Now it's just a rock. Now you done goofed.
The Armadillo's like, we had nothing to do with Steve Irwin dying.
not the man.
Leave me be.
Wasn't that a long time ago? I reached for that one.
Steve Irwin?
Yeah. 2009? I think it worked.
No, it was before that. I was in high school.
Yeah. It was a long time ago.
06.
Steve Irwin's death.
Did you know like his daughter?
September 4th, 2006.
Yeah. Wow.
What about his daughter?
His daughter is like a huge animals activist.
Almost 18.
Almost.
Yeah.
No, I read a story the other day that she had a boyfriend. Apparently that was news.
Yeah.
And they said she was 17. And I was like, holy fuck, she grew up fast.
Holy fuck, she's 17.
Oh, yeah.
I bet she's an animal.
He has a son, too.
Activist.
She has been in movies.
He does have a son?
Yeah, he has a son.
Huh, so, I didn't know that.
I saw him on an episode of Game Theory, actually.
Huh.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. It was about the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that one. Yeah.
Andy Irwin's got an Instagram. All right.
She's also 17, as we've discussed.
She's the crocodile hunter's daughter. I don't care if she's 21. You don't talk about the crocodile hunter's daughter like that.
What's he going to do, stop me?
I will fucking stop you.
Oh, that's a really cool tattoo. What's it of? A stingray.
Shit. You know, when I got this like 6 months ago, I really wasn't planning on dating you, but you were just like, hey, you want a date? And I'm like, oh, I'm just never going to take my shirt off.
When does Bindi Irwin turn 18?
Let me.
This is a good question.
Hold on, we'll find out.
Come on, Google.
I got to do it before Matt.
Oh, boy, it'll be another year.
Oh, no.
She just turned 17.
Oh, no.
You know who might be 18 by now, though?
Hold on.
Me. Michaela? I'm 18.
Michaela Maroney? Oh, no, she is 18.
Oh, yeah, she's going to be 18. Yep, Rebecca Black is 18. All right, so before we get arrested, that'll do it for this episode of 3Hit Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3HitCombo Podcast, twitter.com/3HitCombo PC, search for us on YouTube, 3Hit Combo Podcast, and send us emails.
We are the protector of the nudes.
I was just going to say that. We are the protectors of the nudes. If you're 18 or older, send those nudes to 3HitCombo Podcast@gmail.com.
Rebecca Black.
So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out.
Year. Crocodile chick.